I'm glad to have Kyle Glaser from Baseball America joining us because I need an intervention. And Kyle's one of the brightest guys to share his thoughts in print and be able to share some of his thoughts in words this morning. Because, Kyle, I thought I was a big baseball fan, and I thought I knew what was going to happen this year, and I thought I could identify what was going to be a really exciting baseball season, and a lot of things that I thought have turned out to be absolute fiction. And I need you to clear it up, and could you begin with the National League East? I made the stupid prediction before the year that there would be four teams within five games of each other on Labor Day. It's July 7th, and nobody's within six games of the Braves. And I'm on the Braves' flagship station in Atlanta. I mean, what kind of an idiot am I?
You're not an idiot at all. Look, that's why they play the games, right? You can predict the future as much as you want. A stock market, real estate, baseball things, whatever you want. You can have the logic be sound, and things happen. That's the nature of the beast. So I don't think you're stupid at all. Look. The good news is for the National League East, right? The Braves, we knew they'd be competitive. The Nationals have put themselves back in the race. You know, it was only a few months ago people were talking about Davey Martinez getting fired. If the season ended today, the Nationals would be in the playoffs. They hold a wild card spot. The Phillies have obviously been through some struggles. They're still in it. So the NL East is still competitive. And I do think as we come down the stretch here, we will see three teams in playoff contention. And it still is one of the more competitive divisions in baseball. It's just obviously not been pretty the whole way, and we all know what's happening with the Mets, which is a very Mets thing to have happened.
We know what the Cubs and Brewers are doing. We know what the Braves are doing. Are any of those teams a true threat, seven games head-to-head with the Dodgers, who appear to be the class of baseball?
I'm going to say no in the sense that, look, the Dodgers just have more talent than all those teams. The Cubs have similar levels of talent, but there are a lot of guys who are big names that aren't actually as good as their names suggest to some degree, particularly among their outfielders. The Dodgers are far and away the most talented team in the National League East, but their bullpen's a disaster. And we see time and time and time again, bullpens cost really talented teams chances at championships. Again, in any series against any National League team, I would pick the Dodgers. But, you know, we talk about the Cubs, and you say, hey, Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo get to feast on that bullpen. I could see them, you know, pulling something out there. And that's why I think this is going to be a critically important trade deadline for the Dodgers. The last 2 years, they've focused on other areas at the deadline. They've kind of not ignored their bullpen, but not done enough. They need to do more this deadline, and that will go a long way to determining how good they actually are this postseason.
Is there a bigger disappointment than the Red Sox being 10 back of the Yankees? I mean, we're talking about the world champions, right?
Yeah, it's not really a disappointment. I mean, the Yankees are the better team. We picked them at Baseball America to win the division this
year.
I think the disappointment. Oh yeah, oh yeah. And
yeah, I know.
It was pretty.
You guys didn't. You guys didn't even think it was decisive. How you guys had that one, right?
Yeah, no. It's just. I mean, you look at the bullpens, and it's a clear edge Yankees. The Red Sox did nothing to address that, and it's come back to bite them. I think the disappointment would be that they're behind the Rays for second place. That's the one where you say, okay, the Red Sox should still be able to jump them, but the Yankees were the class of this division coming into the year, and it isn't a surprise that they are where they are.
I can when I look at what Tampa Bay's done with the lowest payroll in Major League Baseball, no fan support. I not that that should come in, I guess, to what the results are on the field, but I truly am amazed by that organization and what they managed to pull off.
There's a lot of smart people in that organization. Chaim Bloom at the top of it is one of the brightest guys in baseball. And you know, one of the things with the Rays is they do this, but then when they have a player they find and get production out of, they don't keep him. So as good as they are, if you say, hey, if they had kept CJ Cron rather than DFA him in the offseason because they didn't want to pay him $5 million, they'd be even better than they are now running out, you know, kind of the platoon they're running out at first base now. So that's where the Rays, there's going to come a point where they have to be able to shell out $5 million, $10 million to keep somebody. Instead of just winning 90 games and missing the playoffs, becoming a true contender. But right now they're doing well, and we'll see if they can keep it up here in the dog days of summer.
Are you a believer that the if you were to say right now what organization is more broken, the Phillies or the Mets?
Oh, the Mets, far and away. The Phillies have a lot of have a front office with some people that, you know, it's functional, and they've made some good moves, and they just had some players underperform because they have some roster holes. And they've, you know, that happens. The Mets have for years acquired players who should not be starting in the majors anymore and giving them starting at bats. The Mets have talent. They've actually drafted okay, but when it comes to making all the pieces fit at the major league level, it's just been poor decision after poor decision after poor decision. You know, whether it's getting Jose Reyes at bat the last 2 years over some of their young guys, we're seeing it with Robinson Cano this year and some other veterans. The Mets have a talent evaluation problem that has spanned multiple general managers, and that's going to be something that has to be fixed. They need to start playing the best players and not just an older guy who someone has a connection to. And unless they stop doing that, it's going to be a lot more fourth place finishes for years to come.
Kyle Glazer from Baseball America joining us here. It's All-Star Game coming up on Tuesday. Did you like the new All-Star voting method this year?
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, they got most of the right guys in, starters-wise, and, you know, no real complaints there. If it created more excitement, you know, good for the game. I didn't have a strong feeling about this. Like, all right, let's see how it goes, and the end result was fine. So, yes, no complaints on my end.
It's going to be a I still find the All-Star game exciting. I know it's popular now. Everybody wants to, you know, sort of rip it at All-Star games in all sports. But the baseball All-Star game, to me, still holds some sort of excitement and interest.
It's also the best of the All-Star games. In the Pro Bowl, they don't even try. NBA and NHL, no one plays any defense. You know, Major League All-Star game, you have guys going out there, hey, I want to throw 97. They're trying sure. hard in these one-inning stints. And, you know, a lot of the position players are still giving it. They're all trying to make, you know, great catches, hit home runs. It's really the only competitive All-Star game. I'm here in Cleveland right now. I have coverage of the Futures game, the Home Run Derby, the All-Star game. I think baseball is the best All-Star weekend because you have the profile of all the young stars. The last three Home Run Derbies have been epic with Stanton and Judge and Harper last year. And the All-Star game is still competitive. This is a fun weekend, and I know I'm looking forward to it.
We'll be following Baseball America for all the coverage. Kyle, I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks, buddy.
No problem. Thanks for having me, John.
Great to have Kyle Glazer join us here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.